Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. We design, craft and install beautiful kitchens. cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
The Beckham family feud rumours have been ongoing for some time now, spurred on by the notable absence of the eldest child, Brooklyn, and his wife, Nicola Peltz Beckham, from recent family events. Eyebrows were raised last weekend when Brooklyn failed to post on social media to congratulate his father when he officially became Sir David Beckham on Saturday. The suspicion was consolidated then on Sunday when Brooklyn was silent throughout Father's Day, despite the rest of his family posting to praise the Beckham patriarch. Well, let's get more on this now. I'm joined by Yasmin Rufo, who is culture reporter with BBC News. Yasmin, thanks for being with us. I want to go right back to when we think all of this started, because 3 years ago, people were wondering if there were rumblings because stories emerged claiming that Nicola had refused to wear one of Victoria Beckham's designs on her wedding day. Will you remind us what happened then?
Yes, exactly. So it all sort of dates back to about 3 years ago when Brooklyn and Nicola were about to get married. And like you said, the rumours were that Nicola had refused to wear a Victoria Beckham design on her wedding dress, which, as you can imagine, would cause some sort of rift in the family. It's important to say that after these rumours came to light, Nicola did put them to bed, and she said that what actually happened was she wanted to wear a Victoria Beckham design, but the dress wouldn't be ready in time, so she had to pick a different designer. So those rumours sort of came up, they were dispelled, and I think the family then worked very hard for the subsequent months and years to put those rumours behind them, to show that they were a united family. And actually, for a while, that scrutiny of unity did go away and people did believe, you know, it was just a blip and they are one big happy family.
But then we come to David Beckham's 50th birthday celebrations recently, but some guests were very notably absent.
Exactly. So those rumours were put to bed for about 3 years and now they've resurfaced with the David Beckham's 50th birthday. So Brooklyn, his eldest son, and Nicola were absent from the birthday celebrations. You'd imagine a family that cares so much about their family image and being all together and showing that unity, you could tell that there was something missing there. Why would they not be there? And a source has spoken to us about kind of the reasons behind Brooklyn and Nicola being absent. And essentially, it relates to the fact that Romeo, another one of David Beckham's sons, brought his now ex-girlfriend Kim Turnbull to the event. And Brooklyn had previously been linked to Kim. And so he sort of said, well, I'm not comfortable going. So essentially, it seems like it was sort of, you either pick Romeo and Nicola to go, or you pick Kim and Romeo, but they're both not going to be in the same room together. Mm-hmm. So from what we've understood is this was the start of another source of tension within the family.
And we know that David Beckham has long wanted to be Sir David Beckham. And when he finally achieved that, it was just really noticeable when Brooklyn failed to post on social media to congratulate his father. I mean, that's a really unusual thing for any child to omit to do.
Exactly. And I think especially for the Beckham family, they're a family that are always in the spotlight. They use social media very well to build their brand, to show that they're a united family. And so the Beckhams, more than any other family, when there is that absence of posting, you know that there's something wrong. So you don't assume neutrality, you assume that something has happened here as to why they're not posting, because if they were one big happy family and there was no rumoured rift, then they probably would all be saying congratulations or, you know, amazing, well done. And similarly with the Father's Day posts, it is noticeable that all of the other children had responded to David Beckham's post saying, you know, we love you too, Dad. But it was only Brooklyn who remained silent mm-hmm. on social media that day.
But none of them have ever acknowledged, have they, that there's something amiss?
It's never been said. And I imagine that for a family like the Beckhams, they tend to use silence as their best method. So we're unlikely to hear David Beckham and Victoria Beckham come out and say, yes, we've fallen out with our child. I think they try and use silence as a way to sort of see it out and hope that eventually the rumours will die down. Whether they will is a different matter. People are so invested on social media and people are scrutinising every single post on Instagram or comment that people make that it eventually feels like someone does need to say something. But for now, yes, no one's acknowledged it. So for all we know, this is very much a rumour or speculation that the family are fighting.
Right, well, let's find out how maybe they should address it, because I have PR expert Mark Borkowski with us. Mark, good morning to you.
Good morning.
The Beckham Empire, an estimated £500 million is the value of it. Is this row that might not be a row, but seems to be, is it going to affect the family's public image, do you believe?
Of course not. All publicity is good publicity, unless it's the obituary notice. And it's quite interesting that this scrutiny is really on the sort of narrative that they create. The Beckhams have built a dynasty. It's been shaped by their collective fame, Victoria and David. You know, incredible downs, and they've achieved incredible ups. They've protected their kids. They have a collective instinct about how their experience shapes what they are. Look, make no mistake, fame is toxic. And what we're looking at now is a soap opera. Millions of people across the world, millions of families across the world, find this exact same situation, sibling rivalry, family tensions. It's going on all the time. It's human. And sometimes a famous brand, no famous than the Beckhams, are supposed to sort of be in a world where everything is perfect. It is not perfect. As I said, if God wants to curse you, he makes you famous. Fame is toxic. And I think they do a pretty good job of navigating it. This won't affect their brand. It goes on from strength to strength. Their priority will be their family and will what is going on behind closed doors. And we can spend all our time twitching our curtains, having an opinion about it. But actually, we sometimes, just because they're famous, we should actually think about a real family crisis going on here. That's, it is more difficult when you are under that scrutiny.
But Mark, their brand is the United Family, isn't it? It's really carefully curated around that and has been since we began to know about them, certainly since David and Victoria got married and started to have their children. This fracture, does it change what they're selling in any way, in your view?
Not all. Both David and Victoria have incredible star status power. I think they've dragged their children along into it. I think they've tried to protect their children, knowing what
to do. Oh, that line is really sounding awful. Sorry, Mark, your line is breaking up a little bit, but we'll struggle on. Carry on.
I just think if you think about how David and Victor have weathered their own issues, you know, rumours of infidelity, you know, the fractions happened there, they came through it. They have got the luxury of having some extraordinary people behind them. And they know that whatever your narrative is now, you have the power to change it tomorrow. The fact is that there is, in the same way as Harry and Meghan and other famous couples, sometimes the noise and the chaos that surrounds it brings it into focus and it allows people to talk about you, and you don't want to be not talked about.
Mm. If you were advising them, would you be telling them to continue as they are, don't address it, don't say anything, or do you think they need to make a statement about what's going on?
Of course they don't need to make a statement going on, because that acknowledges something. I think that they are clearly having to deal with something internally, which is far greater than the external communication. And they will know that they can get past this because of their star power. They have the ability to create a new narrative.
I mean, it was inevitable, really, when this was going to happen. When the children grow up, they start to find partners of their own, they get married, particularly to someone as powerful as Nicola is.
Yeah, that's very, very true, particularly when they have their own advisors, their own people, their own experience of fame and wealth. And trust and, you know, finding the right partner in life is a challenge, but it's a bigger challenge when you're moving in celebrity circles.
Mark, thank you so much. Mark Borkowski there. Yasmin, are you still with us on the line?
Yes, I am.
What level of interest is there in the Beckhams and this feud? I mean, Mark spoke about millions of people watching their every move. In your experience as culture reporter with the BBC News, are people fascinated by this?
Yeah, I think there's a real fascination with the Beckham family. And I think it's because they're a multi-generational family. I think whoever you ask, no matter what age they are, they will know something about the Beckham family, be it they know David Beckham from his earlier football days, or younger people who are now invested in the family are more interested in their children. And, you know, as Mark was saying, Nicola herself brings along the money and the fame, and she has got her own following and her own group of people who will love her and know her, who have now been bought in to be interested in the Beckham family. So I think I'd probably say there are very few families in the UK that are as famous as the Beckhams. And people are so invested because they have always built up this image of, you know, family first. We are a united front. Our children are very much part of our lives. And so when it comes down to a rift that's about the family and it looks like there's tensions within the family, I think that's where people start to think, well, hang on, you know, is this real, the image that they've shown us? And this must really be impacting them, given that they do care so deeply about their family and their family image.
Well, we watch on with interest, Yasmin. Thank you so much. Yasmin Rufo there, culture reporter with BBC News. Now, we've been finding out on the show recently how to save money using the data from your electricity smart meter. And next, we'll have an update.
Get in touch on WhatsApp 0870 32 32 32.